Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, when we talk to our kids about things like natural disasters or if there's some violent act that happens in the country, we come up with ways, or we look to the internet, or we look to our pediatricians to ask them how we should talk to our children about some of the things that are going on today. And this presidential primary season is historic in so many ways, and we can use this as a teachable moment. And what I'd like to say to parents right now, because I have talked to so many parents, and I'm one myself, of a 13 and a 16-year-old who are old enough now to understand kind of what's going on today, and with the race baiting and the bullying and so much of the arguing that's going on, and even the discussions of body parts and the name calling, it's very hard for a parent to discuss this with their children in terms of that this is our election, this is how our democratic situation takes place, because it doesn't seem like that's the situation that's going on right now. There's so many things that we need to discuss with our children right now. And I think one of the first things that we need to do is first explain how the election process works. And I think we can get to that in a real logical manner and discuss how it works. Now, they've had to take the Constitution test, so they do understand how a president is elected and how they pick their vice president. And if somebody was previously a senator, and then they move on to run for president, what happens to their Senate seat? So there's all of these kinds of constitutional discussions that go on. But how do you discuss what's going on with race? How do you discuss what's going on with religious intolerance? How do you discuss the name calling and the bullying that's going on? It's so hard. And so what I tell parents is that we have to be straight with our kids, because back in the 60s, and they learned about Martin Luther King, they were learning about civility. They were learning about rights. They were learning about people being equal and listening to Martin Luther King's speech. And I think it's even more important now than it was back then, or just as important, because we're seeing it kind of as a resurgence. We're seeing people on both sides getting angry and tearing up and crying and getting violent with each other. And that's the discussion we need to have with our children, is about that and why people feel so strongly on both sides. And we're seeing that even white supremacists are now feeling emboldened to come out with their views. And these things are coming out all the time. And my kids ask me about it. They say they heard about in Iowa how some kids were taunting the Hispanic kids at their basketball game, saying, "You won't be here next year because you're going to be thrown over the wall." This makes me cry when I hear that kids are taking it up. And you know, when you hear kids talking like that, it comes straight from their parents. You know that. So parents listening, we must. It is our imperative duty to discuss these things with our kids and have them understand that we are the United States of America. We are a country that is united, and a country that is divided against itself cannot stand. And if we see, and that was Lincoln, and if we see that our kids are starting to hear from their friends about this, or that we hear our kids make a comment about Hispanics or Muslims, we have to shut that down, because their future is what we are determining right now with this election. If we let our kids carry these messages, they will carry them on to their children. So as parents, it is our moral obligation to carry the message of positivity, of inclusion, of kindness, of understanding. We have to include this message in our discussion of this election. So parents, talk to your kids. Don't be afraid to talk to your kids and listen to them. Listen to their questions. Give them answers and listen to what they are asking you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.